أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فيهما عينان تجريان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان. Still in the discussion of Jannat, for those people who are muttaqi, who believe in Allah and who do all the do's and stay away from all the don'ts, and if they falter, they make tawbah and istighfar. For such people, further ni'mats Allah Ta'ala says, فِيهِمَا عَيْنَانِ تَجْرِيَانِ اُن دُونُ مِن دُو چَشْمِ بِهْتِهِ. They will have at least two gardens of Jannat, each one of them, and in there will be two fountain springs of water, and this water will be continuous, so they will never run short of water. And the quality of the water is also the most highest, and so the plants and the growing things of Jannat will be also all the time lush and green and beautiful. Besides the fruit that will be so enjoyable, the scene, the beautiful greenery all the time, that will be also wonderful, the fruit, the flowers. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. پھر کیا کیا نعمتِ اپنے رب کی چھٹلاو گے. Then which of the favors of Allah will you deny? فِيهِمَا مِن كُلِّ فَاكِهَةٍ زَوْجَانِ. وَأُن دُونُوا مِن هَرْ مِوَا قِسَمْ قِسَمْ کا ہوگا. And in there in Jannat, and in both the Jannats, there will be fruit of different types in pairs. And the fruit which we having, and though we having a dry season reasonably, but yet we see the fruit that we are enjoying is so wonderful. There when that water, the irrigation system, the water will be all the time, then how wonderful won't that fruit be? It won't be seasonal fruit. It will be season all the time. It won't be import fruit that was gone into the deep freezers, etc. It will be naturally of a fruit that will be there all the time. And the fruit of Jannat is such, here in this dunya, we eat a guava which is very nice and sweet and we're enjoying it. And when we want to take the next bite, we see there's a worm walking inside. And we wonder whether how many worms we have eaten already. Whereas the fruit of Jannat, a hur of ain will come out from the fruit. Not a worm, but a hur of ain will come out. So that will be the type of fruit that will be in Jannat. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. پھر کیا کیا نعمتِ اپنے رب کی جھٹلاو گے. Then which favors of your Lord can you deny? In other words, when Allah is so kind and is going to bless you with all these favors, strive for it, that you have your iman intact and that you have your taqwa intact. Those are the two conditions. And then a person will go and enjoy all this. And all this was the enjoyment as far as eating fruit, etc. Then for your comfort and your ease, for your leisure, there are other enjoyments which Allah Ta'ala has made. مُتَّكِئِينَ عَلَىٰ فُرُشٍ بَطَائِنُهَا مِنْ إِسْتَبْرَقٍ. ٹیک لگائے بیٹھے بچھونے پر جن کے استر تافتے کے. They will be reclining on beds and couches, and the lining of those beds and couches will be so soft silk. When the lining will be so superior, soft silk, then the top of it, we cannot imagine how that will be. They will be lying down, resting on those couches and on those beds, and the added down, which we call the godru, the lining, the bottom part will be soft silk. Then the top will be of a much more superior quality. So how enjoyable won't that be? وَجَنَ الْجَنَّتَيْنِ دَانْ وَرْمَيْوَا اُن بَاغُكَ جُوكْ رَحَا. And the fruit of those trees, they will come down to a person. It, wherever you are, whether you are reclining, you are sitting, you are walking, and you want a fruit, you won't have to go to the fruit. You will just desire, you won't have to climb the tree. You won't have to go to a fruit market. You will just get the fruit, it will come down to you. And each slice that you eat of the fruit, each bite, the next will be more sweeter and more delicious. And this will be all the time that a person will have this wonderful enjoyment. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ پھر کیا کیا نعمتیں اپنے رب کی جھٹلاؤ گے. Then which and which favors of your Lord are you going to deny? That He has given you such great favors there in Jannah, and you just have to, and He has put you for a little while in this dunya to make effort for that eternal life with that eternal enjoyment. May Allah Ta'ala bless us to make that effort while we are here, to stay away from sin, make tawbah from the sins that we have committed, and to obey the commandments of Allah and go and enjoy all these great ni'mats in Jannah.